In what has become an annual ritual, Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao opened the 10-day session of China's legislature, the National People's Congress. In a lengthy work report to nearly 3,000 delegates from around the country, Mr. Wen outlined what the government has done and what it hopes to accomplish in the future.
改善民生是经济发展的根本目的。
Mr. Wen says improving people's well-being is the fundamental goal of economic development. He said making people's lives better will ensure sustained impetus for economic development, a solid foundation for social progress and lasting stability. The country is facing a significant and growing wealth gap, and the Chinese government has worked to assure the poorer segments of society that they also will benefit from China's transformation. Economists blame income inequality for dampening domestic consumption. To address this problem, Mr. Wen detailed increases in social and rural spending that are higher than the announced rise in this year's defense budget. The government also is aware of the concerns of many Chinese people who are worried about high housing prices, official corruption, land seizures, and unemployment. Mr. Wen called 2009 a difficult year for the Chinese economy because of the global economic crisis. Despite that, China saw a strong economic growth rate last year of 8.7%. He says China is targeting an economic growth rate this year of 8%, which would put the country on course to replace Japan as the world's second largest economy after the United States. On foreign affairs, the Chinese leader said his country will continue to play an international role.
进一步做好应对气候变化。
He says China will continue to carry out diplomatic work in climate change and energy cooperation. He says China also will try to play a constructive role in finding what he described as proper solutions to hot issues and global problems. China is at odds with the United States and Europe over climate change, whether to impose more sanctions on Iran because of its nuclear program, and the Chinese currency, which critics say is kept low to give Beijing an unfair trade advantage. This session of China's National People's Congress is set to end March 14th, when Prime Minister Wen takes questions from reporters in an annual news conference. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.